My name is Lynn Gottlieb. John and I have been, well, John was born and raised in his house at 109, and we have kept it in the family all these years. And I want to reiterate what Mr. Campbell said. We are highly dependent on our rentals to finance this house. Big chunk goes to taxes and homeowners. Boom, you got to get some rentals for that. And so I can't emphasize enough. I hope you can use every bit of leverage you have to get them off the beach. I don't know which way is the best way to go. Is it through the courts? Is it politically? Do we get the new governor involved? What exactly would be the most effective way? That's kind of a question to you all after you've had your meetings and how successful you are at getting it tied down. Because I know the citizenry would do whatever they could to get people off the beach, the whole other side off the beach by next spring. And, oh, my second question is, originally, when this whole project came up and everyone got upset in July because of the ponding and the pipes and the ugliness, you had a public meeting and you agreed to go back to court. And I believe that you, as commissioners, said we would not have ugly pipes on the beach. I don't know if you saw the picture in Down Beach Buzz yesterday of the outfall pipe, but it's really, really ugly. And we're going to have five of those on our beaches, I think. And they look really industrial. So if you haven't already agreed to whatever plan the other side has for the drainage, I hope you will hold out and not take away the threat of suing them until they agree to make this aesthetically pleasing and demonstrate to you that it works. Because I want you all to have the most leverage you can in dealing with the other side. They've got a lot of leverage on their side. We are the little guys.
We're getting stronger, Mrs. Diamond.
Thank you. I hope really. So.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't think any of us are for visible pipes on the beach.
Thank you.